Track 4 and some more news stories. Town's new Sunday market a success. The launch of Newton Abbott's new Sunday market was a certified success in spite of less than ideal weather. Spearheaded by the Plot Deli's Chris Hansen, with support from Newton Abbott Town Council, the inaugural market drew large crowds from 10 a.m. when it opened to closing time at 3 p.m. And this was in spite of heavy rain, which cleared up come 3 p.m. Typical. The market, which took place on Sunday, May the 5th, and will run on the first Sunday of every month henceforth, proved popular with stallholders and passers-by alike. "We had an awesome day," Chris said. "I just want to say a big thank you to everyone who came along and to Newton Abbott Town Council for the assistance in making this happen. An even bigger thank you to all the amazing traders without whom it would not have been possible. Many of them will be back next month and we will also have some new additions joining us in June. Also, those who swung by the market on Courtenay Street would surely have spotted a panda making the rounds. Not an escapee from Paignton or even Dartmoor Zoo, alas, but local children's writer Karen Barrett, who was busy promoting her Kickstarter campaign to publish her first book, The Adventurous Panda Bear, a soft learning board book about a brave and curious panda who visits Asia to learn about animals. More than £800 has been pledged to Karen's campaign within the first few days of its launch.
Road closures for gas pipe work. Work has started to upgrade 400 metres of gas pipes in Newton Abbott. The programme by Wales and West Utilities means the closure of several roads around the town between now and the end of June. There is currently a road closure from King Stainton Road to Jetty Marsh Road, which will continue until May the 31st. And there's another closure on King Stainton Road from outside Harlington Court to Jetty Marsh Roundabout. This will go on until June the 28th. As part of the work, the Gas Emergency and Pipeline Service has liaised with Devon County Council, and it has been agreed that traffic management will be in place whilst the work is going on. From May the 28th, there's a road closure on the Avenue, Wharf Road Industrial Estate between Jetty Marsh Roundabout and Wharf Road, and this will be until June the 21st. Wales and West Utilities' Travis Wheatle is managing the project. He said, "We know that working in areas like this is not ideal, but it really is essential to make sure we keep the gas flowing to homes and businesses in the area and to make sure the gas network is fit for the future. We'll have a team of gas engineers on site throughout the project to make sure our work is completed as safely and as quickly as possible while keeping disruption to a minimum."
3 bags full, try close to 700. Slimming World members from across Teambridge have again taken part in the weight loss group's annual clothes clear out for charity, raising thousands in the process. Dubbed the Big Slimming World Clothes Throw, the event sees members donate clothes that no longer fit. The clothes are bagged up and donated to Cancer Research UK. On average, each bag raises £35 for the charity. Consultants in the Teambridge area recently collected their group's donations and in total delivered 699 bags to Cancer Research. Once sold, the Teambridge donations could raise funds in the region of £24,000. The consultants, who have groups in Dawlish, King Stainton, Newton Abbott, Bobby Tracy and Ashburton, say they are thrilled with the results. "Our members never let us down," a spokesperson for Slimming World said. So many people have been affected by cancer, so it's wonderful that our members are willing to give the clothes they've slimmed out of to benefit this wonderful charity, the spokesperson added. And there's a photograph of bags upon bags upon bags with Slimming World Group donates clothes to cancer research.
Men's support group at Rugby Club. A support group aimed at preventing male suicide is to open at Tynmouth Rugby Club. Andy's Man Club, which already runs sessions across Teambridge, will start meetings at Tynmouth Rugby Club on Monday, May the 13th. The weekly meetings offer a safe space where men can talk and open up about their experiences in a room free of judgment. All Andy's Man Club meetings are free to attend, with a plentiful supply of tea, coffee and biscuits available. There's no need to book, and unlike other mental health support services, there are no waiting lists. The Tynmouth Rugby Club Andy's Man Club will be led by two men who have been part of the Newton Abbott Club for the last 3 years. Andy's Man Club recently moved its Newton Abbott meeting from the town's rugby club to the library to make the meetings more accessible and to cater for increased numbers.